This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live. It's the live Sunday edition. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. That's what we do here at Free Talk Live. We do bring in show prep, as you could imagine. I mean, we run a talk show after all. But call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Chris, it appears as though the National Security Agency, the NSA, has said, who said that they weren't, they were going to be very, very careful with whose information they got and all this other stuff, has swept up a whole bunch of information that has nothing to do with any, you know, research that they're doing or anything like that, and it's just wholesale cataloging of America's privacy.
Oh, no, I remember what's his name.
Snowden.
Well, no, on the other side. The,
okay. What was his name?
I know who we're talking about.
One of these government liars.
But the NSA continues to call us up and, basically say, no, we're only going to keep the most crucial information, things that we believe are tied within, you know, so many degrees of an actual terrorist or criminal activity, and that's it. Well, that really hasn't been what happened, apparently.
And by the way, if you thought that was going to happen, you're the kind of fool they're looking for.
Yes.
We didn't believe that for a second. If you give a government agency the ability to sweep up people's information, they're going to sweep up as much as they can, because that's what governments do. Every time, everywhere. They catalog information. Then they hire people to catalog more information. And then they hire more people to catalog more information. They love cataloging information. And if I'm not doing anything, what do I have to hide? Okay, you're a fool again. It doesn't matter whether or not I have anything to hide. It matters whether or not judges, captains of industry, politicians have anything to hide. Yeah. Do you believe those people have things to hide? Things like mistresses, dirty dealing, things like offshore accounts. Do you believe that they have those things to hide? And if they do have those things to hide, not whether they'll be caught, but whether they'll be held for ransom by some rogue government official. And if you think that's the case, if you don't think that's the case, you're a fool.
Right.
Because that's what's going to happen. That's what's always happened.
Yeah.
That's politics, baby.
So for those of you who do believe that, you will find this headline incredulous. NSA deletes hundreds of millions of call records over privacy violations. Hundreds of millions, apparently telecoms, shared data from people unrelated to the NSA targets. The NSA,
what a surprise.
I know. The NSA, unfortunately, has a long history of violating privacy rules.
Like every time.
Exactly. Although this time, the agency might not be entirely to blame. The NSA is deleting hundreds of millions of calls and text message data records collected since 2015 after learning of, quote, technical irregularities, unquote, that led to it receiving records it was not supposed to obtain under the USA Freedom Act. Now, I will give you a clue. USA Freedom Act, imagine the opposite of that.
Yeah, that's it has very little to do with freedom.
Nothing to do with freedom. General Counsel Glenn Gerstle told the New York Times in an interview that, quote, one or more, unquote, unnamed telecoms had responded to data requests for targets by sending logs that included not just the relevant data, but records for people who had been in contact with the targets. As it was, quote, infeasible to comb, I'm sorry to keep saying quote, but all these wiggle words just drive me nuts, to comb through all the data and find just the authorized data, the NSA decided to wipe everything.
Yeah, why not just, yeah.
Right.
The whole thing.
The deletions began on May 23rd. It's not clear when the purge ends, but this is all metadata, not the content of calls and messages themselves.
That makes me feel much better. Right. It's just metadata.
They're keeping the actual calls. They'll delete the metadata.
to be clear, what metadata is it's information about a call as opposed to the call itself. When right. it was made, where it was made, which cell towers it transferred to, mm-hmm. all that information.
And it's pretty amazing. Now, there's been a number of studies conducted by universities that have said, okay, well, let's take a look at metadata and see what I can discern. And one of them, I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, but it identified the person as like a 22-year-old male who lived in this country, had recently contracted AIDS, and had... It was like every detail that you can imagine, critical detail about this person, was gleaned simply from the use of metadata. That's what we can do now.
Really?
Yeah. I'll have to pull up some of those stories, and I'll bring one or two of them.
I've always wondered what this metadata, like, why it's so valuable. I know that people make a big deal about it. I certainly wouldn't want my calls, you know, tracked, but I figure they are.
Right.
And I just sort of live that way.
Right. But if you look at, like, certain things, so let's say it's a woman, and we see in her NSA collected data that she has recently made a purchase which matches exactly the price of a pregnancy kit at the local Rite Aid pharmacy, and then she also calls the number that is associated with Planned Parenthood, and you know, it's not hard to discern from those two records that she found out she was pregnant and she had an abortion, for example. And you can extrapolate this stuff, you know, what websites did she also hit? Did she, you know, skip going to baby names and immediately start searching for other types of things? So these examples use web examples, too. But it's amazing what can be pieced together with, and this is even...
Well, Google at one point said that they could predict the outbreak of the flu or colds given geographic areas.
Sure.
And I don't know how they do it necessarily, but, you know, they apparently could know a great deal. Obviously... You're pretty much voluntarily giving your information to Google. I mean, you've got one of these Google accounts. They're just gonna, you know, they're gonna ride you, man. That's what it's all about. If you want to have a smartphone, it's either Apple or Google, and yuck, you know.
Yeah, it's craziness.
I don't have any good advice as far as that goes.
The deletions we talked about that began on May 23rd. A spokesman also told the New York Times that it did not include location data, as the Freedom Act doesn't allow gathering that information under the collection system.
I suspect they don't need it.
The companies involved have, quote, addressed the cause of the problem for data going forward, the NSA said. While the step shows the NSA is willing to err on the side of caution, it continues a streak of privacy violations at the agency since its bulk phone data collection fell under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act in 2004, or FISA. It also illustrates the problem with keeping such large-scale monitoring in check. System depends on both the NSA...
Government. A government program kept in check? Have these people never heard of what these government people do?
From the people that brought you the $900 hammer?
Right.
Yes.
From the $300 ashtray.
Yeah, it depends on NSA and telecom strictly honoring the law, and all it takes is a mistake to create a serious privacy breach. This article, by the way, comes to us from Engadget. And I find it kind of fascinating, number one, that anybody still believes that their data is private. If you use a smartphone, if you use a telephone in any way, use the internet, use the computer, your data is not private. You would have to go through so many different hoops to jump through to try to even protect it, to reduce the amount that very few people do. You know, I try to look at accounts and see what they're doing and try to understand how my data could be compromised by that. But you also have to survive in today's world.
Right. So I use a VPN.
Right.
I log on to Facebook.
Right.
Through a VPN.
Right.
I use my Google account through a VPN, right? I mean, you know, come on.
Right.
I mean, that's not going to solve that problem.
If you quit using those accounts, then that's a start. But even then, you know, the idea of your phone, the idea of the Bluetooth receiver that you use with your phone can still provide a pathway for the government to track you.
Yeah.
So sell everything, start over, and go off the grid. That's my best advice.
Well, I'm not going to do it. The number, 855-450-3733. Do you have good privacy tips? 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown, not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it, but we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Really hitting the mark tonight. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We just reported in the last segment how the NSA apparently is collecting more data than they're using and more data than they're supposed to collect. And I'm just floored. I couldn't believe it.
Right.
If you want some privacy in your transactions, I recommend Zencash. Zencash is one of these cryptocurrencies that are out there, and it's a good technology. I'm pretty excited about it. As a matter of fact, I bought quite a bit of Zencash recently upon hearing of a hack problem that they had. Look, the question isn't whether or not these technologies are going to be hacked. They're obviously going to be. The question is you're going to be able to buy high and sell low, buy low and sell high, because it's easy to buy high and sell low. I've done it.
Yeah, I've nailed that one.
Yeah, I'm good at that. Zencash is made by voluntarists with the idea of voluntary interaction in play. They have no single central authority or a single point of failure. It's more resilient than traditional corporations. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third party influence. And they allow for secure private transactions, the kind of transactions that makes it much more difficult for people like the NSA to track. 12,000 secure nodes is more than even Bitcoin. Is it more than Bitcoin or more than Ethereum?
It would be 12,000 would be higher than Bitcoin, I'm pretty sure.
Check them out, Zencash.com. It's Zencash.com. And that brings me to an article that I've been wanting to read here on the air, which is from Cointelegraph, Myth-Busting, Why Bitcoin Can Never Go to Zero. Bitcoin's polarizing effect has people on both ends of the scale, either proclaiming it is going to the moon or it's going to zero.
Right.
Now, I had the guy who sold me my movie ticket a couple of weeks ago tell me, Bitcoin's going down. Well, when you say it's going down, obviously anything that's worth something is going to go both up and down.
Right.
And it is currently going down against the U.S. dollar. It's kind of on a downtrend.
Right.
But it jumped up the last couple of days. So is it going up now? I mean, what does this mean when you say it's going down?
It's a question of time and scale, and I hear this a lot too. And but Mark, you've been in Bitcoin for an awfully long time.
Yes.
Compared to a lot of people who may be listening, and you've been in it longer than I have. Matter of fact, not the first time, but one of the first times I actually heard an intelligent conversation about it was me listening to Free Talk Live years and years ago. But these cycles happen. I mean, there were people who jumped out when it spiked to, what, $20 or $30?
Yeah.
And then it dropped back down to 10 or something like that?
Oh, it dropped down to 1.
Dropped down to 1. But there was that. There was the run up to 200 and then 200 to 1,000. Guess what? It fell back down to 200 and languished there for a couple years.
And then ran up to 19,000. And now it's down to 6,500, maybe?
Right. Which is more. It's been in the fives lately, too.
Yeah.
But I guess my advice, and I get asked this a lot because I actually have a Bitcoin vending machine in my business. People come in to purchase it, so I talk a lot about crypto. But it's not for the faint of heart. It's not one of those things that, you know, you should put your whole nest egg into. It's speculative. And the speculation I have is, will enough other people see the world-changing opportunities that this presents versus traditional fiat currencies and all the evil that comes with national banks and the Federal Reserve systems and things like that? Will enough people see that they will say, you know what, I'm losing faith in my country's money, and I want somewhere to turn? I think that's the real future of things like Bitcoin.
One would hope, but one thing's for sure, Bitcoin is a virtual commodity.
True.
That people trade day in and day out. It has value. That value's in the thousands of dollars.
Yep.
And has been significantly higher and significantly lower. Certainly possible that you bought in at 19,000, you got excited, and Free Talk Live used to recommend people buy Bitcoin. And it was the ups and downs that people complaining, I bought Bitcoin at $1,000 and it's down to 200. And we keep on saying things like hold, keep holding.
Right.
Hold.
Hodl.
Right, hodl as the terminology out there. I don't know exactly, I don't think it's my I know it's hard to keep holding. Sometimes you see this news, you're like, well, I'm going to get out, and then I'm going to get back in. And
right.
But the reason that people say hold is because it's easier to hold than it is to trade.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, I've done better long-term holding on to things in crypto than I ever did when I decide that I'm going to be the smartest kid on the block and I can show these people how to trade.
Somebody's making money trading.
Right. It's not me. I am not a chart genius. I cannot look and do technical analysis on a chart.
Best I can tell, though, chart geniuses can't either.
Exactly.
I listened to a chart genius back when Bitcoin was going from that 1,000 to that 200, and I wasn't able to make any kind of money. In fact, quite the opposite. I hesitate to give you the kind of numbers that the Shire Free Church lost at that time. Yeah. Anyway, Bitcoin's polarizing effect have people on both ends of the scale, either proclaiming it's going to the moon or going to zero. The volatile, unprecedented, and revolutionary monetary system that is cryptocurrency has a future that not many can accurately predict. But as time has gone on, the idea that Bitcoin is going to zero seems more and more far-fetched. A number of commentators, just recently when Bitcoin was booming, have come forward with predictions of doom and gloom, warning investors that this new system of money and investment opportunities will fail to complete worthlessness. Bitcoin is barely 10 years old and has gone from being worth zero. Like every time Bitcoin's on a run.
Right.
Tulips. Beanie Babies. That's what they got, right? Look, I don't know how long Beanie Babies was a thing, but it wasn't 10 years. I don't know how long tulips were a thing, but it wasn't 10 years.
Yeah. There's some great articles about how the whole tulip frenzy wasn't really
is what they said it was. Yeah. Is that true? Bitcoin is barely 10 years old and has gone from being worth zero to being worth 20,000. So as we sit and sit with the price lower than many other would have hoped, is it feasible to think we can reach as low as zero? What was the Discord?
People in Discord are interested in talking to us, so hopefully we can get to those when we come back.
There you go. The number, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Supporting the abortion decision Roe v. Wade is at the center of the battle over filling Anthony Kennedy's seat on the Supreme Court. To succeed, the president's choice needs the backing of nearly all Senate Republicans. Susan Collins of Maine was among a group of senators meeting with President Trump at the White House last week. She said there are people on the president's shortlist that she would not support.
A candidate for this important position who would overturn Roe v. Wade would not be acceptable to me. I would not support a nominee who demonstrated hostility to Roe v. Wade, because that would mean to me that their judicial philosophy did not include a respect for established decisions.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. The live Sunday edition. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And, yeah, we'll be taking your calls here in just a second, but I want to talk about somebody I really respect in this business. A lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaign of 2008-2012.
I just assumed you were talking about me, but I like Tom Woods, too.
Same here. Same here.
Yep.
Tom is a New York Times best-selling author, has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. I have it. I was just going through my book collection this weekend.
I own that one, too. Yep.
Yep, and I've got that book. Since September 2013, Tom has been putting out The Tom Woods Show every single weekday. Nearly 1,200 episodes so far. Guests include Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. He does a much more, interview-based show than we do, and I think it is a great show. Topics like war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and many other subjects of interest to libertarians. Find the Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com, or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. TomWoods.com. It's Tom Woods Show on your favorite podcatcher. Want to get that right? You know, obviously the guy's he's doing us a favor. We're doing an ad exchange here, and hopefully we're reaching his audience. He's reaching ours. I would think many people on our audience know what a great show Tom Woods does, but maybe they don't. Maybe they never heard of him.
Yeah,
and
just a nice guy too. I just really enjoy him. I met him for the first time at the Mises Institute years and years ago, but.
If you run a radio program, he's a great interview. You should get him.
Right.
If you are a radio listener, this might be your reason to do podcasting because he does such a great show. TomWoods.com. Let's go to Gene, the Christian Anarchist, calling in on Discord. Christian Anarchist, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about this cop in Texas, a police chief, who called a press conference. First of all, he'd gotten a lot of bad press, and a lot of people were doing YouTube videos and stuff of him and some of the corruption that's going on in his department, in his police department. And so he calls a press conference knowing that all these people are going to show up, and then he starts arresting everybody. He arrested several people at the press conference and then detained everyone else because they were witnesses. So
this guy's insane.
Here, he is absolutely nuts. This is
now, he's a what, police chief or sheriff?
He's a police chief. And it's in...
the sheriff should go find that police chief, put him in cuffs and throw him in jail.
They should. This is in Leon Valley, Texas, and the story on it is on freethoughtproject.org or .com.
Hey, Gene, I'm glad to hear that, because we had a caller call in about this situation and could find zero mainstream media news about it. Nothing at all. Couldn't find it anywhere. Finally found like one place that had it, and I'm glad to see it's breaking out into at least more well-known alternative media.
Yeah, he was claiming that everybody there was a witness to the crime of streaming. Basically, he's saying that the YouTube accounts where they're streaming live is a violation of the law because people are making comments on the YouTube streaming channel that they're claiming are threats to the police or exposing their addresses or personal information or whatever. So now if somebody comments on your YouTube channel, they're saying that you can be arrested for that. So this is the next step in the control of the internet, where they're trying to say that, you know, if you post something and there's violence that's posted along with it, even if you didn't do it, all of a sudden somehow they're trying to blame you for that. And this is what they're doing in China right now. And so we're really following a bad example in following China's lead into down this rabbit hole, which is going to destroy free speech in this country. What free speech we have left, because we really don't.
There is quite a bit of evidence that the government would like to hold you responsible for comments that are made on your website. Well, you gave a platform for free speech and somebody misused it, so, well, we're going to have to put you in jail. What? That's crazy. But then you think about situations where Ross Ulbricht was charged with running the Silk Road. Now, I think there's some extraneous situations in his case, but it's no doubt he was charged with running the Silk Road, and one might ask the question, I mean, if you're charged with running an online marketplace, what control do you have of what people sell?
Right.
Now, in his case, it's pretty clear that he may have listed some magic mushrooms on the site earlier, but he got sentenced for something far more than the sale of magic mushrooms, I can assure you of that.
And along that lines, there's the Kim.com case in New Zealand,
yep,
where he was raided and all this.
By the United States government in New Zealand.
Right, and he's never even visited the United States. He's never lived in, he never stepped foot on this continent. And they arrested him based on a warrant from the U.S. And now the New Zealand courts have all ruled that it was all a mistake. They shouldn't have done it. It was the New Zealand government is liable. Right now, Kim.com is suing them. He's going to get a ton of money over all this. But that's because it's happening in New Zealand. If he was trying to do that here,
yeah,
he would never succeed.
Well,
so New Zealand, in that regard, is ahead of us.
Yeah, New Zealand shows up as, it's shown up more than once as number one on lists of more socially free places.
Yep.
I don't like the way that their economic freedoms, as far as it goes, but frankly, I think that they're higher than the United States on those lists too, which puts, America, sorry. It was a good run. You were the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Right.
You may very well still be the home of the brave, but you are not the land of the free.
And by many, many measures, whether it's civil...
Well, you've got to be the freest place to be able to claim that you're home of the free.
Oh, yeah. But what does free mean when you're doing some sort of paper like that? So is it economic freedom? Is it civil liberties?
They don't show up at the top of any
speech?
Of them.
No, we don't.
Press freedom? None
Rear
of it.
Rear number 18. Rear right. number 18. Yeah, it just doesn't have the same ring to it.
No, it doesn't.
And as far as Kim.com, you can take on a lot of things in America, but when you threaten Hollywood money, yeah, then the federal government is going to go after you, which just amazes me.
Even
this
if you're
is what it's all
around
about.
The planet somewhere.
Right, because we need our royalties.
Right, and all that, I don't know what Kim.com was advocating for, but basically all he had was a situation where you could upload large files
right.
and turn them over to people. I used Dropbox, which,
sure.
You know, and I used, what was Kim.com's called? Free Upload or?
Mega Upload. Right, but yeah, but Hollywood finds out that some people are sharing Hollywood movies on there and they realize they're not getting paid for it. So Hollywood, this is where crony capitalism comes into play, kids, make some calls to some people they know in Washington, and all of a sudden, the U.S. is serving warrants on a guy in a foreign country who has never been a U.S. citizen.
Using your tax dollars.
Put
a raid on his house
with
your tax dollars to support Hollywood's intellectual property laws. What?
Yeah.
I mean, these people don't have enough money for this. They should be paying for that. If that's what it's going down to, let them deal with it.
Don't tell the Hollywood types or the FBI, but I do copy DVDs all the time, and I have absolutely no regret about it. I don't feel that I'm breaking anybody's, you know, I'm not busting any balls by copying a DVD. For one thing, I go to the movies all the time. You know,
right.
It costs us $40, $50 to go to a movie.
Yeah,
I
right.
buy some DVDs when I want to, but for the little bit of time that I copy a DVD, they're not losing any money. First of all, I wasn't going to buy it to begin with, so they're not losing a penny.
Especially after watching it. No, I'm definitely not going to buy it.
The number is 855-450-3733. Gene the Christian Anarchist, thanks for giving us a call. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The final segment of the Sunday show. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
I want to tell you real quick about MyPillow. I love MyPillow. That's the brand name. It's great. It holds your head and neck in the right position. More importantly, it allows you to launder the pillow, which was something I could never do with a pillow prior to MyPillow. And that means that you can get the disgusting filth, the living cesspool that is your pillow, clean. MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. That will get you two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and you get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL. If you don't like it, you have 60 days to return it for a full refund. No risk. MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. Let's go to Roland calling in from Auburn, New York. Roland, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Mark and Chris, I always enjoy listening to you guys. It suddenly hit me that I think it was Mark that said this is it's supposed to be a free country, anybody can come in. And I've heard that argument, and I'm not necessarily saying I agree or I disagree with it, but I'm always thinking of the opposite or something in contrast sure. of that. I could say, well, how free are the people who have the country? How free are they if they can't determine who does come in and who doesn't? In other words, if you turn it completely around, you could say, well, the Mexican people are freer because they've determined that anybody just can't cross our border into their country. And, boy, I guess it gets really bad if Americans illegally get caught across the border in Mexico.
Horse crap. I know Americans who are illegally in Mexico right now. You know what it costs to fix that problem? $50.
Really? You mean, in other words, they pay off the cops?
No, they pay a fine, right. And then everything's fixed. The fine for being illegal.
I thought the Mexicans were really bad to them, or put them in jail.
I've heard that the Mexicans are really bad to Central Americans that they find in Mexico.
Interesting.
But Americans themselves, I mean, why in the world? What lunatic would go, you know, throwing Americans in jail for living in Mexico, not working a job, you know, spending money?
Right.
No, I mean, please come do that.
Right. And I think the difference may be, I mean, if people are in that situation, they're not there because they're criminals. You know what I mean? It's very different. And they're not there because they're, trying to get on the welfare state in Mexico. They are just there, but what if they're illegal?
Yeah, I was over at a friend's house who lives in Mexico. She, by the way, hangs off of the same cliffs that the cliff divers jump off. You saw them in the Elvis movies back in the day.
Right.
These gorgeous cliffs. for $1,200 a month, a two-bedroom, two-bath apartment hanging off of these cliffs. I saw a cruise ship go by. I saw a whale breach. I was within, shooting distance of John Wayne's house.
Right.
John Wayne is dead, but his house lives on. Other people own it now. And, this great opportunity these people have because they can make money over the Internet.
Where was this?
Acapulco.
Really?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Well, the only thing I could say is, that I think that there is some sense behind the fact that a country isn't really a country if it doesn't have borders. And a lot of countries, they all have borders, and the people in the country should be able to freely determine in that sense.
I have heard that over and over again. But, I have yet to find in history a country that actually had secure borders, besides, like, North Korea and East Germany and things like that.
But even
East
then,
Berlin.
Even then.
What about Canada? They just don't let anybody just come across the...
There are immigrants running across the border from Vermont into Canada, and the Canadians are letting them in right now.
Really? I got to say, I think of it as this.
Isn't that interesting?
A border is a characteristic of a state. That's what a border is. If you have a government, a central government, you have an organized state, then one of those features you're always going to have is going to be a border.
Sure.
What that government decides to do with that border is going to be up to that government. And, if you say that people have a ability to control it, I can control who comes onto my land by force. But can I say that, hey, I'm really okay with Scandinavian swimsuit models coming to the U.S.? Can I weigh in with that?
I'm for that.
Well, you're with me on that?
I'm down.
Will that carry any weight? The answer is no. We are distantly represented, and supposedly our feelings are supposed to be included
Chris,
when
you
these
grew
things
up
happen.
In Washington State.
Oregon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So not a border.
Yeah, I thought it was a border state. Yeah. I was just thinking that maybe, Canada has a border, but does it really have a border if you can go across it and nobody checks?
Because
that happens all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I've snuck into Canada illegally. Right. What do you want from me?
Not a challenge.
Big deal. And then you come back. And if a country doesn't have control of its borders, then what, Roland? People wander in and spend money and then leave. That's
right.
What the answer is.
And people tend to forget what happened for the first, 150 years of our country where we had porous borders. They weren't defended. They weren't protected. You could have walked across from Canada. You could have taken a horse up
from
Mexico.
The border down in Mexico was porous until the 60s.
Right.
When a guy who lost the Vietnam War, or the 70s actually, when a guy who lost the Vietnam War as a general took it over and began making a very regimented and efficient organization out of the Customs and Border Patrol, which was not much at that point. Yeah. It was like every other government agency. A crappy alternative to something out of the marketplace.
Right, right.
So, we've got borders on a map. We'll be fine. Thanks for the call, Roland. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care, guys. Yeah.
Take care.
Call Dan here calling in from Nebraska. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. I think, honestly, immigration is a question I have a hard time really deciding where I stand on it.
Yeah.
But one thing that thing I think about the no trials is that I had a likeness argument to this, which is almost sort of it's better that nine guilty men go free or whatever than one man die for the death penalty. That kind of innocent one.
Right.
I kind of think it'd be better that nine or ten illegals get a stay in the country if it means that one United States citizen doesn't actually get sent to Mexico. Without, because, there's a lot of people in the United States who just look vaguely Hispanic enough to just get picked up and drop back over.
There's been a couple of situations where American citizens have been sent over. In one case, it was a person who had Down syndrome. That gets difficult. It's hairy, right?
Right.
So it's rare.
Sure. I'm not even Hispanic, but I could be easily confused for Hispanic, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. You're that black hair, brown skin that could be anything from Arab to Spanish to some kind of Asian. Yeah, that's exactly. It's a look, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. basically.
I appreciate what you're saying there, and that's the thing. I mean, again, it goes back to Judge Andrew Napolitano's letter on Lou Rockwell that we talked about earlier, the article on Lou Rockwell. You know, are we a nation that still respects the Constitution or not? And
Dan, thanks for the call.
Yeah, appreciate it. And again, this is something that drives me nuts with people that I will label conservative, is you can't have it both ways. You can't profess one thing and advocate the exact opposite.
Right. So, again, my policy is let anybody who wants to come into this country come into this country. They never get to vote. They can never take any kind of government assistance. And I mean all the way. No government assistance at all. And, look, that's just intended to be a compromise, because I think that many of them would take it, because many of them are hardworking. And when your country, this country that's defined by borders or whatever, when your country misses out on these hard workers, these are the hard workers that built this country in the first place. And they did it in the face of all kinds of discrimination all previously. Your grandmothers and grandfathers, great-grandmothers, great-grandfathers, they dealt with discrimination based on their race. And that's fine. It's the way it is. But don't be so hard and fast on it. Understand that you could be wrong. That these people who are here speaking a funny language, eating funny food, could very well grow into really great Americans. And the best way to do that, welcome them with open arms and teach them.
That's akin to where my thought is on this, and that instead of Border Patrol and armed guards chasing down people in the desert,
it's incredibly expensive.
How about just a few welcome centers? Just you know, this great little, it's got room outside for your kids to play while you go inside.
Get a TB test?
And see what, exactly, do all that stuff while we, you know, double check our employment databases and see where we need farm workers, where we need hotel maids.
The evidence is that people who want jobs when they're on jobs, leave. That's the evidence. That's it. Another Free Talk Live in the can.
Drive
safe out there, folks, and treat people well. That's my best advice to you. Go to freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.